All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. And we are up to week number 12 on the docket. Got things started on the right foot this past Thursday night as I picked the Texans at home, and they were able to win in a tight one versus the Indianapolis Colts, and now they are sitting in the catbird seat in the AFC South. Now, with that said, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, these are my picks for week number 12 in the NFL season. Now, down in Atlanta, you're going to have the 3-7 Falcons hosting the 3-7 Buccaneers, as both of these clubs are looking to finish the season on a positive note. I look at the Falcons, they've played much better as of late. They went on the road 2 weeks ago and knocked off the New Orleans Saints. They came back and dominated the Carolina Panthers last week on the road, and now they want to make it 3 consecutive wins. How do they do that? Quarterback Matt Ryan is back, and he's getting the football out of his hands healthy, and all of a sudden you have a defense that is flying around the football. This Tampa Bay Bucs team, they've been game in their first year under Bruce Arians, but they are beginning to take on water, and I think that trend continues tomorrow as I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 34-27. Now in Orchard Park, you're going to have the 7-3 Buffalo Bills hosting the 3-7 Denver Broncos. And Buffalo comes into this game as a 3.5-point favorite, but you might want to take the over, and here's why. You look at this Buffalo defense, it's one of the best in the NFL. And you look at the Broncos offense, it's one of the worst in the NFL. And I think this Bills defense, once they find themselves versus an inferior opponent, they know how to take advantage of it. The simple thing for the Bills in this game is when they have the ball with quarterback Josh Allen, don't turn it over. Don't make mistakes. Give the football to running backs Frank Gore and Devin Singletary and let them do their thing. I think Buffalo does do their thing in this contest. I'm going to take the Bills at home by the score of 23-17. Now at Soldier Field, you're going to have the 4-6 Chicago Bears hosting the 2-8 New York Giants. Both of these teams come into this contest in desperate need for a victory. The Giants have lost 6 straight, while the Bears are holding on to their very slim playoff hopes. The Bears defense, led by Khalil Mack, needs to go out there and make it happen, and they have to force some turnovers. Why? Because Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones has shown that he can be loose with the football in the pocket in regards to fumbles, as he still has not perfected his pocket awareness, especially from the blind side. On the flip side for the Bears, their offense is struggling, and they're relying on an injured quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky. But when you look at this Giants defense, they have no pass rush. They're giving up a lot of yards, and they're giving up a lot of points, and this could be the right time for the Bears to get healthy. The Giants will play it close, but they don't have enough to get over the hump. Thus, I'm going to take Chicago at home by the score of 24-20. Now, in an AFC North battle, you are going to have the winless Cincinnati Bengals hosting the 5-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. And for Pittsburgh, they're looking to get back on track after that tough loss last week on Thursday night to Cleveland. And of course, they won't have the services of center Marquise Pouncey, as he is serving a 2-game suspension. But I look at the Steelers' defense, most notably their secondary and safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick. They're going to go out there and go up against a very putrid Bengals offense, which is not going to make things easy for the folks in Cincinnati that are paying to watch this game. It's going to be another long afternoon for the Bengals. This Pittsburgh Steelers defense will be primed and ready, and thus I'm going to take the Steelers to win this one big by the score of 31-10. Now, in Cleveland, you're going to have the 4-6 Browns hosting the 2-8 Miami Dolphins. And for Cleveland, they've won two games in a row now this season. They want to make it three, and they've got to get back on track after that ugly brawl about 10 days ago versus the Steelers. I look at quarterback Baker Mayfield, and I look at this running game with Nick Chubb. I think they want to go out there and establish a tone, but it won't be easy against a Dolphins team that has been playing better than their record as of late. I look at Miami, they'll play tough all afternoon, and it's going to take a gallant effort by Cleveland to get the win, but they will do that by the score of 27-17. Now, in New Orleans, you're going to have the 8-2 Saints hosting the 5-5 Carolina Panthers. And for Carolina, their slim playoff hopes are fading, especially after last week's home loss to the Falcons. The Saints got back on track last week on the road versus the Bucs, and I think they want to get back to their identity, especially at home, running the football with Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees with precision passing, and of course, a very stingy defense. Kyle Allen has been looking like a younger quarterback of late, and I think the Saints defense is really going to try to put the clamps on running back Christian McCaffrey in order to slow down this Panthers offense. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 34-24. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, is the 3-7 New York Jets hosting the 6-4 Oakland Raiders. And if you want to talk about one of the overachieving teams in the NFL this season, it has been these young Raiders as they are coming together for head coach John Gruden. Now, we know that the Jets' defense will keep them in this contest, but will this offense with quarterback Sam Darnold be able to do enough? I'm not sure. Thus, I'm going to take Oakland on the road by the score of 30-20. Now, in Philadelphia, you're going to have the 5-5 Eagles hosting the 8-2 Seattle Seahawks. And Philadelphia is another one of those teams that's clinging to playoff life as they really need to get on track if they expect to be playing in January. The Seahawks look the part of one of the better teams in the NFC. Quarterback Russell Wilson is playing like an MVP, and this defense is really coming together. For Philly, it comes down to what Carson Wentz is going to do. Either he's going to win the game or lose the game for Philly with his arms and his legs. I think he does the latter in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle on the road by the score of 30-24. Now, in the nation's capital, it's going to be the 1-9 Washington Redskins hosting the 3-6-1 Detroit Lions. Both of these teams are in desperate need of a victory, and both of these teams can't wait to get to the offseason, as it is definitely time to push the reset button for both of these clubs. For the Lions, they've been up and down all season. You never know what you're going to get. And for the Washington Redskins, what can you say? It's another season by the wayside. The first team to 20 more than likely wins this game, I think it's going to be the Lions. That's going to take them by the score of 24-17. Now in Nashville, you're going to have the 5-5 Tennessee Titans hosting the 4-6 Jacksonville Jaguars. This game right here is not going to be pretty in regards to offensive football due to the fact that both of these clubs are limited. But I look at the Titans with their running game with Derrick Henry, and I look at this defense, how they can get after people, and I expect Tennessee's defense to get after Jacksonville quarterback Nick Foles all afternoon. This is another one of those contests. The first team to 20 will win, and I think it's Tennessee at home by the score of 20-17. The big one that everybody's talking about is you have the 9-1 New England Patriots hosting the 6-4 Dallas Cowboys. Now, there's a possibility that Patriots quarterback Tom Brady could sit this one out with an elbow injury, which means that the Patriots would rely on quarterback Jarrett Stidham. But if what we've seen in the past from this Bill Belichick organization is that the Patriots know how to adjust, adapt, and roll with the punches. You look at this Patriots defense, they bend, but they don't break, and they make it tough on opponents to score, while this offense has a whole bunch of moving parts. I look at this Patriots defense, especially a guy like Bill Belichick. He's going to make life tough on Dak Prescott. He's going to show him looks that he hasn't seen in the past, and he's really going to make him use his smarts in this contest if he's going to win. This is going to be one of the tougher contests or better contests of the afternoon, but I will take New England at home by the score of 30-27. The Sunday night affair has the 9-1 San Francisco 49ers hosting the 8-2 Green Bay Packers in what could be a potential playoff preview. The Niners They're a tough team. They have a very tough defense. Their offense has been up and down. But the bottom line is the San Francisco 49ers will have to score some points if they want to beat Aaron Rodgers. Now, in regards to Aaron Rodgers, this might be the best pass rush that he has faced all season long, led by rookie defensive end Nick Bosa. The 49ers lost their last big game at home versus the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think it happens two times in a row. Thus, I'm going to take San Fran at home by the score of 27-24. And finally, on Monday night, you're going to have the 8-2 Baltimore Ravens traveling to the Coliseum in Los Angeles to take on the 6-4 Rams. All the talk will be about Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, who was playing like an MVP, and this Rams defense, led by defensive tackle Aaron Donald and cornerback Jalen Ramsey, will have to be up for the challenge. This Ravens defense, which includes safety Earl Thomas, can get after people as well, and even though the Rams' offense last year was a juggernaut, it's been stagnant at times. The Rams were able to get back on track last week at home versus the Bears. I think it was enough to jumpstart their engines to make a postseason push, and thus I'm going to take Los Angeles at home by the score of 27-24. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 12 in the 2019 NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.